So let's end with a nod to Dylan Thomas, whose centenary was last year. Here's his alter ego in Australia. Guess who?
One Christmas was so like another in those years around the Sea Town corner now, that I can never remember whether it was 106 degrees in 1953 or whether it was 103 degrees in 1956. All the Christmases roll into one down the wave-roaring, salt-squinting years of yesterboy. My hand goes into the fridge of imperishable memory and out come salads and sunburn lotions and the brief exuberant hiss of beer being opened and the laugh of wet-haired youths around a Zephyr 6. The smell of insect repellent and eucalyptus and the distant, constant, slowly listless bang of the flywire door. And, resting on a formica altar, waiting for Ron, the biggest pav in the world, a magic pav, a cut-and-come-again pav for all the children and all the towns across the wide, brown, bee-humming, trout-fit, sheep-rich, two-horse country. And the aunts, always the aunts, in the kitchen on the black and white photographed beach of the past, playing out the rope to a shared childhood, caught in the undertow and drifting. And some numerous uncles, wondering occasionally why they want each other, coming around a letterbox to an attacking field in the test match and being driven handsomely by some middle order nephew, skipping down the vowel-flattening pitch and putting the ball into the tent flaps on the first bounce of puberty.
Four geniuses, but who was that last one? A Child's Christmas in Warrnambool. Productions for The Science Show by David Fisher and Lila Schunner. Next week I shall talk to the editor-in-chief of the journal Nature about how good or bad Australian science may be. I'm Robin Williams.